Oh, you know, every time I hear something like this, it makes me cringe. Yeah. You know, Matthew 17, verse 20. He replied, you know, I'm just going to read the verse that was quoted first. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move." Now, I'm going to say people do get healed, yes, but just because someone doesn't get cured of an illness does not mean they didn't have enough faith.
Yeah.
And I think that is dangerous to start saying that out loud to people, because that is really starting to really wreck someone's faith doing that. You know, we have to balance that whole thing of, you know, I want to make sure that I'm praying in Jesus' name that they will get healed. Balance that with 2 Corinthians 12 verses 7b through 10, showing us the example of Paul. "Therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And of course, James 4 talks about praying if it is the Lord's will. You know, we have to have that balance. So just because we're not getting the answer about things, it doesn't mean that God isn't answering us or that your faith is weak as a result. It's not that at all. God may have a purpose that we can't see.
Yeah.
And we have to trust, you know, that he knows what he's doing, because he is God.
Absolutely. I think it's twofold as well. We were talking leading up to this question. Both of us have experienced times where people maybe speak out of turn and they're like, you know what? This is what, like, they're getting all hyped up. This is what God said to me. This person is going to be healed.
Yep.
And they say something, and then people just latch onto that, and then they watch, you know, I've seen, they watch family members die, and then it's almost like chaos hits the situation.
Well, yeah, I think of a church that was near where I lived years ago in Bowmanville, and their pastor had cancer, and they prayed fervently that he was going to be delivered. They claimed it in Jesus' name, and he died.
Yeah,
I never heard what happened to that congregation, but I can imagine there was a lot of turmoil, because they were claiming it in Jesus' name that he was going to be healed.
So long story short, it's like we really need to be careful that we're partnering with the Holy Spirit. Yes, of course, I don't think there's anything wrong with God. Holy Spirit, just pray for healing for this person, God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if God's not saying it, don't say it.
Don't put words in God's mouth.
Absolutely. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much for answering that question.
No problem.